Accession number 17345, Reel 2.
Mr. Bakovic, Reel 2.
As I said, I was taken by ambulance to a convalescent home in Reigate in Surrey, where I had to learn to walk again. Bear in mind that this was nearly 4 months after the V2 had fallen, that I had been hospitalised for nearly 4 months, and that when I got off the bed in the convalescent home, I was stumbling about. Presumably I didn't have the strength in my legs to support me. But after a while I did regain the ability to walk, and recovered there, and I was eventually discharged by the London Hospital on the 25th of July 1945.
So was learning to walk again because your muscles had started to go weak?
Yes.
You were telling me earlier that your billeting family kept in touch with you after you'd left them.
Yes, the billeting family kept in touch with me after I left them, and indeed they did come to visit me in the London Hospital. They wrote to me, and on one occasion they did say that they wanted to go to see what remained of Hughes Mansions, the ruins of Hughes Mansions. I think even the eldest son, who was a bomber pilot, flew Lancasters and distinguished himself by being decorated with the DFC and Bar. I think he came to see me, came to see me in the London Hospital. And although the parents died a few years ago, I'm still in touch with that family. I did go to the funeral of the father. Attended the funeral of the father in Chatteris.
I noticed from the documentary material you've got that there are a large number of Jewish families in Hughes Mansions.
Mm.
Was there any suspicion that the V2 had been deliberately aimed at them, or did that seem absurd?
I don't think one could have suspected that the V2 was deliberately aimed at them. The V2s were rather wayward in their location, ultimate location. The East End was perhaps singled out for quite a lot of bombing. I wouldn't say that it was because Jewish people lived there. The docks were probably a prime target. It has been said that, obviously, bearing in mind Hitler's campaign to exterminate the Jews, the Holocaust. I did hear the comment made by certain person, people, that the V2, which landed on Hughes Mansion, killing so many Jews, was perhaps Hitler's last fling. And I quote.
You're also telling me that the whole incident was hushed up.
Yes. The reporting of that incident, the V2, which landed on the 27th of March 1945, didn't appear in the press until a month later. And it has been said that the information was suppressed for morale reasons, and that that explosions, V2 explosions, were referred to as mysterious explosions, perhaps even gas explosions.
Did you personally make a full recovery?
Well, I recovered, but I do obviously bear a sizable scar on my back. I think as I'm becoming older, it has perhaps impaired my ability to some extent, mobility to some extent.
Did you have any psychological ill effects from it, after effects?
I wouldn't say so, although, of course, my mind does go back to that incident frequently.
Did it ever cause you nightmares?
I wouldn't say it caused me nightmares, but as I said, I do think of it sometimes when I, you know, do go to bed, and my mind does go back to it. And
did you lose any near friends or relatives?
I lost many friends and neighbours. My particular family were very fortunate. My parents were the V2 landed at 7:20 in the morning. I was still in bed, but my parents were up and in the kitchen, and the kitchen remained standing. That particular block was sliced in two. The bedrooms went down, were demolished. And I went down with it, with the bedroom. But the kitchens remained standing. And when the V2 fell, all my parents could do was to go to the one side of the kitchen and look down to see that I had disappeared. But they were able to walk down the stairs. And my sister, who also was in the bedroom, one of the bedrooms, was slightly injured. But none of my particular family were killed, but friends, neighbours to the left and the right of us, above and below us, were killed.
Was this the last V2 to have hit Britain?
It was the second, it was the last but one V2 to have hit Britain, but it was the last V2 to have fallen on London. And I think it was the second worst incident of that nature. My two elder brothers were in the forces abroad.
Were your parents rehoused?
Yes, we were. They were rehoused.
Where did they go to?
They went to a little house about 300 yards away from the block of flats in the East End.
How much was your schooling affected by your long spell in hospital?
Well, I was certainly worried about that, as I was not too far away from taking general school certificate and matriculation. And whilst I was brought one or two textbooks, it was very difficult to study in that I was lying on my stomach. And when I finally did get back to school, of course, I did have a fair bit of catching up to do.
How old were you when you left school?
I left school in 1946, when I was 17.
And what job did you get?
I joined an assurance company as a junior in the life department, and it was my intention to study to become an actuary. It was the headmaster of Raines who suggested that I might become an actuary, as I was quite good at maths. Other boys were leaving to become accountants, doctors, estate agents. And although I didn't know what an actuary was, neither did my father, when I went home to tell him, it was that profession which I pursued. And as I said, I joined the assurance company as a junior, later went into the actuarial department. I studied, it was a private study of an evening after I came home, with courses organised by the Institute of Actuaries.
Had your parents been born in Britain?
No, my parents were born abroad. They were of Polish descent, Polish origin.
Whereabouts in Poland had they come from?
Rather small towns in Poland. I can mention their names, but my father came from a place called Praszka, and my mother came from a place called Rospsia.
When had they come to Britain, do you know?
Precisely no, but certainly pre-war. And they married in Britain.
When you say pre-war, you mean pre-First World War?
Yes. It's going back to the V2 incident. Some 134 people were killed. And as I mentioned, my neighbours, in particular immediate neighbours on the same balcony, six members of their family died, of whom one was a member of the Merchant Navy who was home on leave. He perished, and photographs will show that on the veranda there was a welcome home sign to him. He perished, as I said, 134 people were killed. Most of them were Jewish.